Malach Meis Perek Yud Pasuk Yud Ches. So Yehu has killed just about everybody he can kill, right? Wrong. More people are about to get wiped out, but this time for a good and godly reason. Vayikbots Yehu es kol ha'am. And so Yehu gathered together the entire nation, all of the people, Vayomer Alehem, and he said, Achav avad es ha-ba'al me'ot. Achav worshipped the Baal just a little bit. Now, of course, right away, somebody should have smelled a rat, because to say Achav worshipped the Baal just a little bit is a massive understatement. But nevertheless, Amar Leba Arma, says the Malbim, he was a trickeration for them. So he said, Achav worshipped the Baal just a little. Yehu Yavdenu Harbe. But Yehu, me, Yehu, Yehu is going to worship the Baal a lot. Because what Yehu is going to do now, and Hashem had told Eliyahu HaNavi this as well, was that he's going to wipe out the Baal cult as well as wiping out Beis Achav. And he's going to do it in a characteristically bloodthirsty way. Peck and paw movie in the works. So now, Yutes, V'yatoh kol Nevi'ei HaBaal. So now, he said, all of the prophets of the Baal, and we remember from the story of Eliyahu how many there were, and how they had court imprimatur. They had a pension, good government jobs. Kol Ovdov, all of the Baal's worshippers. V'chol Kohanov, all of the Baal's priests. Kir'u Eli, call them to me. Bring me all of the great Baal people. And by couching it in a way that Achav did a little, I'm going to do a lot, he disarms them and makes them feel, of course, like they're safe. And in fact, they're going to get even better jobs if they join up. Al yipakeid. Don't let any of them be missing. Ki zevach godol li la'baal. Because I'm going to make a great big sacrifice to the Baal. A great sacrifice. Kol asher yipakeid lo yichya. And anybody who misses it will not live. Now, this is a little bit mean, because on the one hand, he tried to entice them by saying, yeah, come to the Baal, it's going to be fun, it's going to be a big Baal BQ. It's a Baal BQ. We're going to have a good time. So that's the carrot. But then he says, if you don't come, then you're a dead man. That's the stick. What are people supposed to do? If you miss it, you're going to get killed. If you come, you're doing what the king wants. We already said everybody in the world is afraid of this man. V'yehu asa v'akba. And Yehu did this in a cunning way. It's a cunning plan. Like Vayakveni, like the name Yaakov. When Esau said Vayakveni Zephamayim, Rashi says, he tricked me twice. So Akba, like Yaakov, now means Bemirma. With, again, trickeration. Laman ha'avidus ovdei ha'baal. But the entire purpose, so the Nach gives him credit, was to destroy all those who worshipped Baal. So I guess anything works in love and avodah zarah, and he's going to do what needs to be done. But something about his message was a little bit scary, where he says, if you don't come, you're doomed. If you do come, you're doomed. What's anybody supposed to do? Chaf vayomer Yehu. So then Yehu pronounced and said, Kadeshu atzara la ba'al. Dedicate an assembly for the Baal. Vayikro. And they proclaimed it. So here we go. We're going to have a great big assembly. Now, generally speaking, it is considered entrapment in Jewish law to have a person expose his rishus in front of witnesses so that you can catch him and punish him. Entrapment is a real Jewish concept in justice. And so this is a problem. But in idolatry, sometimes it's okay, the man always says, because it's so severe. It's one of the three bigs. if a person tries to seduce other people and persuade them to worship the Baal, you're allowed to pretend to agree, to try to get him to give his arguments in front of witnesses so that you can get him convicted. Entrapment is not allowed for anything else. Entrapment into znus, entrapment into murder. We know, for example, from the Gemara that if somebody tries to tell somebody else you kill him and you're going to benefit thereby, there's no shlichus for murder. The person who does it himself is going to be the guilty party. But Yehu's going further than that. And in fact, he's pretending that he himself is already a Baal worshiper. And the Chazal tell us that that was forbidden. That was too far. Even if in your heart you're faithful to Hashem, pretending to worship Baal is going beyond. Because this Yehari Baal Yavar, you can't even pretend in such a case. But he's saying, you think I killed Yehoram because he worshipped Baal? No, it's because he didn't worship Baal enough. So Yehu's really getting a little too enthusiastic about the role. He's overacting. And Zevach, go to La Baal. Another way of interpreting it. It's a beautiful, beautiful knech by the Mefarshim. Zevach Gadol LaBaal means a big shechita, a big slaughter, a great slaughter for the Baal. He meant that. He had a double meaning. Because his great slaughter for the Baal would be all of the worshippers and adherents who are going to come to the call of the great assembly.